Good morning, brethren. Now we grab our seats and open our opening service with hymn number 324, and then we'll sing 165 after that, but 324 to start with. Let's actually sing two more, so 165 will be our next hymn, Love Divine.
Joy of
one more hymn. Why don't we sing hymn number 281, and Brother Ken Allison from Central Arizona will open our day together with a word of prayer, asking a blessing also upon the first discourse of the day.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of thy dear Son. We bow reverently before you to thank you, Father, for loving us so much to bring us together with those of like precious faith. We thank you for the things that you show us, Father, and the things that we know. We ask a blessing upon this convention, Father, that you be with us as we sit and we learn, and as we fellowship with each other, Father, that you be honored in everything that we do and say. We also ask a blessing, Father, on Brother Kent Humphrey's discourse, that you be with him and guide his words and open our ears that we may learn the lessons that we need to honor you, Father. We pray for thy kingdom to come and thy will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Brother, in the San Diego class welcomes you to our convention. We have a theme text, as most classes do for a convention, and you see it there. It's Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. This cloud of witnesses that Hebrews 12:1 mentions, we usually think of as the ancient worthies, and that's because of what precedes it. You know, it starts with the word therefore, so you kind of go back to the previous chapter, which of course is chapter 11. And that chapter talks about Noah and Abraham, Jacob, Moses, and others, great men of God who set such wonderful examples for us of faithfulness. These men were not perfect. They all made mistakes, but their lives were nonetheless examples to us of persevering in faith and upholding the standard of righteousness. We're also told in the text to also, in other words, like them, lay aside every weight. And we usually relate that to unnecessary earthly hindrances, things that mortgage our time and energy, things that drain our spirituality. You know, there's no better time than a convention to, at least now in our thoughts, lay aside considerations of home and business, of daily life, and focus on the lessons from the platform and the fellowship of saints. Our theme text also speaks of, as the Revised Standard puts it, which is the translation you see up here, the sin which clings so closely. Other versions of the Bible read, which so easily entangles, so easily ensnares. One puts it as deftly and cleverly entangles us. And all of us who wage a warfare against sin well know the meaning of this warning. Discourses, whether they are of the what we tend to call the doctrinal type or the character type, often give us insight into the Christian battle against sin. We hope that you will glean such insights in the days before us. Maybe you will hear a thought that you can identify with, something you can connect with, something that will inspire you to come up higher, to take character development to the next level, perhaps a turning point in your life in Christ, some kind of a breakthrough. So rather than only listen or even only listen and take notes, let us also put into action the admonitions to become more Christ-like. And there's no better time to improve and elevate that process than right now. Time's marching on, and we're all here in the room physically. We need to be here also in terms of mental awareness, ready to listen and learn. And then finally, Hebrews 12:1 speaks of running a race and running it with endurance, with stamina. We've often heard the analogy of how the illustration of how the Christian walk is more of a marathon than a sprint. We have in our life in Christ victories and failures, hopefully more victories than failures. And just as one sterling victory of overcoming does not seal our eternal fate, neither does a defeat in overcoming determine our eternal destiny. The Christian walk is a course of improvement throughout life, steadily becoming more like our Savior, more like that the cloud of witnesses in Hebrews. So your brethren here in San Diego hope that the spiritual feast that has been prepared for you, courtesy of those who are serving from the platform and all of you who are attending, will assist you in your walk in the narrow way. So it's our hope, most of all, our primary hope, that the convention proceedings will, first of all, be pleasing to the Heavenly Father, and then also, in that process, edifying one to another. So we welcome you. We'd like to open up Brother Ken Humphrey's discourse with hymn number 164. Hymn number 164. And...